This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by John Kao. John is the Chief Executive Officer and the founder of Alignment Healthcare. He's going to talk to us about his business, COVID-19, biggest priorities right now, and leadership advice. John, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on the podcast, and thank you for everything you do with this podcast. It's great work. Hi, everybody. My name is John Kao. So if you could imagine a Sunday morning having a cup of coffee, this was a few years ago, and I get this call from my mom, and she had a heart attack. Okay. And I don't know what to do. I get in my car. I go to her house. When I'm there, the paramedics are there, the ambulance is there, the police are there, the fire department's there, and they get her into a cath lab and have four stents put in her heart. And that experience has been the absolute inspiration for we starting Alignment Healthcare. Because what I went through in terms of her experience inside that hospital, which was great, and when she was discharged, it was literally the most frightening thing I've ever gone through. And there was a lack of coordination, there's a lack of communication, lack of information about what to do. The pharmaceuticals that she was taking before she got into the hospital and during the hospital and after were all mixed up. And so what I decided to do really was we have to take this banner of responsibility and almost obligation and try to make this healthcare system just better for seniors, in particular for seniors. And so we started this business with the goal in mind of treating everybody as if they're your mom or your dad. And you just take care of them like they're family. And you kind of fast forward now, 6 years, and the company is approaching $1 billion. The company is 4.5 stars in Medicare Advantage speak. That's means we have really high quality, and we're growing at about 40% a year as a $1 billion company. And it's a testament to the fact that doing the right thing and taking care of people is just the right thing to do, and people want it. And so that in a nutshell is Alignment Healthcare.
And tell us for a moment what Alignment does. What's the core business?
The business model is that of a Medicare Advantage chassis. And so what that means is we provide coverage, we provide care, and we provide an experience for seniors that are people that are 65 years and older. And when I say chassis, I mean we have the direct-to-consumer relationship with that senior, and our focus is on engaging that individual with just giving them a great experience. And we've got a net promoter score of 65. We do that quarterly. So that's pretty good score. So people like what we're doing. But when you're an MA plan, you have the direct to consumer relationship, and you have kind of the control levers of supply. And so you're kind of at that you're taking risk as an MA plan.
And talk to us about, John, talk to us about 2 to 3 top priorities this year. What are the top priorities you have this year?
Well, the first one really is, you know, we're managing through the COVID-19, obviously. And when we have 75,000 seniors that you're caring for, it's really important that you keep them healthy during this pandemic. And so that has been a top priority of ours. I'm really proud to say that we communicated with them early, and we had virtual town halls, and we engaged with them where we had 54,000 of those members engage with us. live, and it was really cool in that we solicited their input and response through this town hall process, where it's like you push one on your phone if it's for yes, push two for no, and we'd ask them a series of questions. And so that's resulted in really good outcomes, just keeping these folks just healthy, you know, healthy and safe. And I'm really proud of that. So that's been, you know, priority one. Priority two is to keep our employees safe. And so we've had to mobilize very quickly. And, you know, basically got to work from home. And we haven't missed a step there, and we're slowly moving, you know, employees slowly and cautiously back, because we do think there's going to be a second wave with COVID. And third, and certainly not least, is just continuing to drive the growth of the company and to put the infrastructure in place to support that growth.
John, you've built a great company. What advice, what two to three pieces of advice would you have for people building a company, for leaders building companies? What advice do you have for others?
That's a great question. I think stay true to your mission. Stay true to your mission. You know, we're a company that started with this kind of humble view that, you know, we have values that, you know, are kind of simple, but it's like put the senior first. So whatever you do, everywhere and anyone in the just put the senior. Keep it simple. Just do what's right for that individual. Treat them like your mom or your dad. Number two is support the doctor. Make sure the doctor gets what he or she needs. Number three is to use data and technology to revolutionize care. And then number four is have a serving heart. And what's interesting to me is through the years that we started this, when we first started, we were a little bit, you know, a little bit sheepish about some of those values, frankly, because it's just, it was just kind of not the norm, wasn't Wall Street speak, so to speak. And we've stuck with those values. We've stuck with the mission of changing healthcare one person at a time. And through all the ups and downs and, you know, just kind of daily, you know, management through the company, that mission and those values have withstood the test of time. So that would be number one. Number two, I would say, is be very selective and choosy about both your partners and your coworkers, your management team. And take the time up front to make sure that you have the right chemistry and the right team. And I'm very, you know, very lucky and fortunate to say that, you know, with General Atlantic and Warburg Pincus and Fidelity and T. Rowe Price and Durable Capital as our partners, our financial partners. And they have been great to work with and supportive and patient and just really good. And we've got a great management team right now. Life with a good management team that's all working together is not to be taken for granted. So those are two key things, Scott.
John, thank you. You've got sort of a who's who of investor list. What's next for Alignment Healthcare?
Well, that's another great question. You know, there is a sense of, as I mentioned, obligation to disrupt the existing way seniors are cared for in the marketplace. And so I think taking the company public is something that would, you know, allow us to get some primary capital and, you know, really build off of the foundation that we started. And to me, it's taken us, you know, 5 years to get the foundation built that will allow us to scale in a way that's predictable and repeatable. And so you kind of say, well, your $1 billion, that's pretty good. Well, yeah, it is pretty good, but you know, in the world of senior healthcare, we're tiny. And so the opportunity to care for people differently is just, I think, you know, a passion of the entire management team. And so that's something that we see happening. But really it's just to continue and to grow the number of people we can serve.
Well, fantastic. John, you've done a magnificent job. You ought to be incredibly proud of yourself, your management team, and the people you serve. Just a magnificent job. Congratulations on your growth. Thrilled to get a chance to visit with you today. Thank you, John Kao, Lyman Healthcare, for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.